Well, thanks for being here. We wanted to be up front and give you guys an opportunity to ask some questions based on a non-football illness that we have with one of our players. So I will walk you through the last couple of days and take you back to Thursday night in Oakland at the end of the ball game. Eric Berry came to me through Emmett Thomas with some chest discomfort. And so we evaluated him on the sideline, decided that he was okay to come inside right after the game. Dr. Barnhouse, Dr. Monaco, our two team physicians on the trip, examined him, and we came back to Kansas City. On Friday afternoon, when we rejoined here for regular treatment and rehab, he was still having some discomfort in his chest, and it just didn't quite add up as a orthopedic injury. So we did an X-ray, that was negative. And Dr. Barnhouse, with his experience, said, you know, we need to get an MRI on this. So we got an MRI Friday afternoon. And Friday evening, when we got the results, and our physicians and the radiology people at Kansas University Hospital read the MRI, they discovered that he had a mass in his chest. It was on the right side. It is on the right side of his chest. And so that was Friday. On Saturday, we did further testing at the Kansas University Hospital, including CT scan, some blood work, and a PET scan. At that point, we, coach, myself, and our team of physicians met with Eric. And at this point in time, we don't have a definitive diagnosis, but the leading consideration for what he has right now is lymphoma. And so the next step in the process is to finish some testing. He's about 75% done with the testing. His family and our chief's family have decided to get him to go to Atlanta to the Emory University Hospital and see Dr. Christopher Flowers, who's a specialist in lymphoma, to continue to evaluate Eric. That evaluation will continue tomorrow and through the next couple of days. I know that we've talked as a group, and Ted will try to get you information as we go forward with this diagnosis and treatment schedule. Right now, it's not fair for us to put any kind of diagnosis on it. Like I said, the leading consideration for this thing is lymphoma, but we don't have a definitive diagnosis. Therefore, there's no staging. There's no, you know, any of the other questions that come along with lymphoma. As part of this process, the Atlanta Falcons medical staff assisted us. Kansas University Hospital Oncology Department and Radiology Department assisted us. And we think that we have Eric in a really good spot right now to have really good outcome with this mass that's in his chest. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that this weekend that our medical staff and the Kansas University Hospital worked tirelessly to get to the point that we're at today. And so I'd like to thank Dr. Barnhouse, Dr. Monaco, Dr. Schreppel, Dr. Nelson, and in particular the radiology department at KU, who worked tirelessly to get to this. And Eric's not here right now because he's on his way to Atlanta. So at this point, I'll turn it over to you or to Coach.
Yeah, sure. We appreciate you coming to this and understanding with the change of time here. But the importance is, is Eric Berry. So he's absolutely number one in this. You put football aside in these type of situations. He had an opportunity today to address the team and feel their love and support, which I think is crucial in this. When you get into these situations, you hunker down and you battle for your life is what you do. And you have to be in a certain frame of mind. You have to have a certain support system to back you up. And Eric's got that, not only with family, but also with the Chiefs. And so we appreciate all that Clark's done for us and allowing us to support him the way we are. So, we know it's going to work out for Eric. He's a beast. And right now he needs to be a beast, and he'll attack this along with Dr. Flowers, and you know, I think it'll be very positive, a positive result when it's all said and done. With that, if you do have questions, which I'm sure you do, go ahead and fire away.
To either of you guys, had Eric come to you with any complaints of any symptoms like this before the Oakland game?
I can answer that. No, he didn't. And it goes along with a little bit of his toughness mentality. You know, that everybody gets a physical back in June and everything checked out then. So he's and I've obviously been with him a lot this season, and he didn't complain about anything until at the ball game, and then we kind of put our process into place.
So what is the they do a biopsy to determine whether it's malignant, yeah, or just what are those next steps?
I think it would be unfair for us to guess, but in general, they may do further scans. He's had a bunch of scans here. In all likelihood, he's going to have a biopsy of one of the lymph nodes or of the mass. And then typically what they do with those, once they study them, they do some genetic matching and they put together a treatment plan. But it's really, this is up to Dr. Flowers, and he'll be able to give you guys more information once he sees him in the next couple days.
I'll ask another, do we know if there's any family history?
Not that we're totally aware of, not immediate.
Andy, how are Eric's spirits?
You know what? He was upbeat and very positive. He was awesome this morning, and he's not one that likes to do a lot of talking, but he felt like the team needed to hear it from him that he's okay, and that he's going to get after this thing and get it fixed.
Could you kind of get a sense for how his teammates felt or like what their reaction was to him?
Yeah, well, he first met with the players committee, which there are a lot of players on the players committee that he's been here a number of years with, and talked to them. And listen, there were some guys that were obviously shocked by the information, and understandably so. So these guys love him, and he's a big part of this football team, obviously, and not only as a player, but also as a person and leader. So there were some guys that were shaken up. But I think with his strength and being able to talk to the players, they felt a comfort in that.
When you guys deal with something that's more than football, you know, just how do you pull people together? Or does that just kind of happen because of the gravity of the situation? I mean, as a coach, what can you do?
Yeah, well, we're really just a microcosm of life is what we are in this building here. It's a small family. Maybe a big family, I guess you'd say. Big family. You have the support. People step up and, they work through the emotional part of it and support each other and most of all support Eric. And so if I've said it once today, I've said it a bunch of times that this is about, about Eric. You put the Oakland Raiders aside for this period here, and you put Denver aside for this period here, and football isn't as important as him getting himself better at this present moment. So, and that's the way the players approached it today. And then we'll move on because that's how life goes. But we'll move on with his spirit, in hand there.
You know, I can elaborate a little bit. When I came here 2 years ago, two seasons ago, the one thing about our injury situation here always has included everybody in the room, and including Mark and Clark and Ted and Coach and the position coaches and our team docs, and we're very transparent with our players with it. So even though it's not a football-related injury, we kind of took that same approach with this where we all got the information to each other as quickly as possible. We rallied around the player just almost the same as when DJ got hurt or DeVito got hurt or any of those guys got hurt. It's always been a group effort here, and I take my hat off to this organization because they make my job a lot easier by being truly family. It's not a cliche. It's fact.
I know you mentioned that, you know, it's not definitive, but I wonder if there's like a best case, worst case. Worst case is a lymphoma. Best case is just a massive. You know.
Yeah, that's not that's really not fair for any of us to go to. Like I said, we're about 75% done with the testing, we think. And certainly you'll know, I know everybody wants to know right now. There's a little bit of process we have to go through. We first were alerted to something on Thursday night. It's now Monday. We still don't have a definitive answer, and that's okay. We're going to get to the experts. We'll get the answer. We'll get a treatment program, and then we'll go from there. So I'm sorry that we can't give you that, although I'm not apologizing. I am sorry that we can't get you a definitive answer today.
Rick, those June physicals, do those generally include a chest X-ray?
Yes, and blood work, and the National Football League and the collective bargaining agreement has certain standards for the physical. Now, the chest X-ray, I believe I'd have to look back. I think it's every 3 years, though, that you repeat the chest X-ray. Nothing showed up on his original chest X-ray here anyway. We looked at blood work to see whether it matched up.
Okay.